Actually, I went on this large boat and heard it mystically. That's all I can say. It's only very significant.
You speak for the tree.
Tree in the sky, Jesus may be the tree. Where Saranga Maraya was the Saranga. See to this tree which we live on. And we used to take shade from this tree. We used to worship Madame Gopal under that tree. One day Mahaprabhu was sitting under the tree and he saw that he was very old. Very old. And it's drying up on the branches. And it was practically dead. So Lord Chaitanya said, you are depending on this tree? Huh? And it is about to die. What will you do? What can I do? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his beautiful golden arms embraced that tree. And immediately, new branches started growing, right before everyone died. That tree is still the place for them.
Thank you.
in the form of Govindas Pandit. Govindas Pandit was the younger brother of Swargadas Sarakendra. And he, the temple that we just visited, that was closed, was his home. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda would often come here and spend time performing congregational chanting of the holy name. Just as at Santipura, at the home of Advaita, for days and days they would perform this many, many sankirtan, and many, many people would come and many ecstatically join. So Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya found great pleasure chanting the holy names and dancing in the hall of the Govindas Pandit. So he was so happy to host his sankirtan and give his loving devotion and hospitality to Sri Sri Bodhidharma. But one day in the midst of kirtan, he approached Sri Nityananda and Sri Bodhisunda, and he prayed that, "I have become so much attached to your divine association, to having your blissful kirtan in my home, that I beg you, promise me that you never leave my home." So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they said, "We promise, we will never leave." So then some days went on, and then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda began to make preparation to leave. And he responded, "But you promised, you would never leave." So the two lords explained that we have come to this world to deliver the most fallen. You are a liberated soul. We have to go out and preach. It would be our great pleasure to stay with you, but we must go out and preach. That is our mission." So he responded, he said, "But you promised you would never leave. You must stay. We cannot leave. So we have to go, but keep the problem of attire." Lord Chaitanya would not take no from that. So finally, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they philosophically explained, "There is absolutely no difference between the Archa-Vigraha form and the original personality of God." So he said, "Let us install deities of Nityananda or Chandra, and then those deities are absolutely in no way any different than us. And you can worship the deities and we will always be with you. And then we can go on and preach." So Govindas Pandit agreed. So they called for a very expert craftsman, devotional craftsman. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda personally posed while the craftsman thought exactly what he was seeing. The only deities, I think, in the universe that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda personally posed for the carving. And after the deities were completed, they were installed, very beautiful, and dancing among Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. In kirtan, and they said, "All right, now we will go preach, and please know that we will always be with you in these beautiful forms." Govindas Pandit, he said, "Wait, just wait. You have already explained to me that there is absolutely no difference between the Vigraha and your original form. Do you agree?" "Yes, of course." Govindas Pandit said, "Then let the Vigrahas go out and preach in your story. There's no difference." Before he died, "This is not our idea." "But you say there is no difference? So there's no difference. You stay here, let them go." Lord Chaitanya, Govindas Pandit, "Come on. We will stay here and they will go." And then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda raised their arms and they turned into Vigrahas. And then the Vigrahas walked out of
the dog. Mary goes,
wait, wait! Where are you going?
Where the big guys were going? That's us. So we're with you. He said, no, no, no. You stay and let them go. So then the two brothers raised their arms in those forms, turned into Vigrahas, and the others started walking away. Very last time, they said, no, wait! Stop! You stay and you go! And this way, over and over and over again, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda kept doing this trick of divine devotee. So finally, Barry got punished after time and time again trying to convince the Lord. He said, all right, my dear Lord, I submit. And there was the original Vigraha was all in that temple. That temple that. But of course, very much unsensitive to the divine impression that the guy is actually within our hearts. We only hold in God the anticipation of separation from them only inches away. It's certainly a very great benediction from us.
I think this is a pastime so that you'll be forced to return again to Mayapur just to come
back. I think it's all better from somebody's vision and necessity. And it's also a pastime because actually it is the intensity of desire by which the Lord reveals himself. So as we were sitting outside thinking about these most various and famous virtues only inches away, we can be longing separation from them. And according to the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is a more intimate darshan than seeing them directly with your eyes. Huh? That's also right. I am saying that by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Shibora Chandra, Mahaprabhu, that they have brought us all this way just to give us a realization of the beauty and birth of this feeling of separation from them. In fact, for me, by offering obeisances to the chakra in the temple, one is bestowed with the same mercy as someone before the deity. So, the intense desire, I think, was awakened to see these beautiful forms. And therefore, that desire itself is the darshan of the Lord. So it appears that this being the Gaura Chandra are very mercifully allowing us a higher realization of their mercy tonight. And we should only very pleased with that. The devotee is grateful for whatever the mercy comes. My Lord, if you want, you can embrace me, or you can kick me away. I am grateful either way. I'm here for you. So however the Lord manifests his mercy to us, whether it is in separation, whether he stands right before our eyes in his most beautiful forms of Nitai Gaura Chandra. In either case, you should know this is what we need. This is what the Lord has kindly given us for our spiritual purification, our spiritual advancement in Krishna practice. Is there any questions?
Any other further story?
Okay.
is actually your glory.
What happened was our desire was not intense enough. Because if our desire to see Goni Thai had been intense enough, they would have come out to see us and seen us. Because they did that once before. Because Goni Das Pandit, he had one disciple named Vidai Govinda. Afterwards he was called Vidai Chaitanya. Let me tell the story. His name was Vidai Govinda originally. And he trained him up very nicely in assisting him in worshipping the deity. And he was very, very particular about the worship of Goni Thai, because these deities were, these were the only deities of Goni Thai that were worshipped while Goni Thai was actually on the planet. Because all the other deities, like the Pujari explained, that these deities were established after the pastimes. So all the other Goni Thai deities were established after the pastimes, but these were being worshipped while Goni Thai were actually on the planet. So one time Guru Das Pandit had a desire to go to different places to pilgrimage. So he left the worship of the deity in charge of Vidai Govinda and said, I'm going, we take you strictly followed, and I have shown you. You don't change anything whatsoever. And after some time, when I finished my pilgrimage of holy places, then I'll meet you. So this way Vidai Govinda, he was doing the worship very nicely. And one day he suddenly realized that Pavlin Purnima is coming, that is Dorothy Chaitanya's birthday. So he thought, actually, we should have a festival. So he consulted with all the other Vaishnavas, and they said, yes, we should have a big festival for Dorothy Chaitanya's appearance day. This was the original Dorothy Chaitanya's appearance day festival before that. Most of the singers are chanting at the Pharisee festival. This is the first one. So he got all the Vaishnavas in the village. They all came, and they began cooking for days ahead of time. They began cooking so many sweets and so many things. And big function was going on. News was sent out. All the villages all around. Everyone started gathering here. So many preparations were going on. In this way, finally the day of Lord Chaitanya's appearance came, so there was huge arrangements going on. They were cooking, hundreds of Brahmins were cooking tons and tons of rice to so many thousands of villagers had come. Sankirtan was going on, everything was going on like this, and thousands of sabjis, just as you've seen, every time they cook so many different types of sabjis, along with all the wonderful rice. All this was going on at that time. Gauri Das Pandit returned, and he saw all of this noise and all of this confusion going on, all these people were there inside this temple, and all these things were going on, and he came in, and he found Vidai Govinda. What are you doing? I have not given you any instruction like this. What is all this? Where have I given this instruction? You get everyone out of here. I don't want all this noise and everything here. This is not my instruction. So Vidai Govinda is a little embarrassed. The spiritual master hadn't given him the instruction to make a festival. And so the spiritual master told him not to deviate from his instruction. So he felt a little embarrassed to hear all the thousands of villagers came. He said, anyway, he thought we can have Sankirtan festival outside. So they took all the arrangements and went outside and began having ecstatic kirtan, and people were dancing and chanting, and the whole the kirtan was just like thunder. It was reverberating in all directions, and people were falling in the ground, people were pulling their hair, people were crying, people were running in the ground. In this way, this ecstatic sankirtan was going on. Meanwhile, Gauri Das Pandit, he cooked his own special offerings for Goni Thai. He made a very nice plate. He put tulsi leaves on top of everything. He brought the plate to the temple. And he opened the door. And Goni Thai was not there. They were not on the altar. And he jumped into the altar and he looked around. They were not there. Where have you gone? You promised you'd never leave. Where have you gone? And he ran into the courtyard of the temple and he couldn't see them anywhere. Where have you gone? You cheated me. And he ran outside. And he looked in the distance where the kirtan was going on and people were jumping and dancing and singing. And he saw Goni Thai was dancing with his disciple Vidai Govinda. Same thing, he grabbed the big stick and he began running. You promised you never leave, you promised.
as he came running with the stick, and no one could see, Gurudev, only Vijay Govinda could see. And Gurudev's family could see, and the son of Gurudev, but they were dancing with him. All they saw was that Gurudev's family was running around with the stick. You promised, you promised! And suddenly he couldn't see Gurudev anymore. And he was running around screaming with the stick at him, and just going, yeah, just running around with the stick, yelling and screaming, and promising him, get back in your temple. Couldn't figure out what was going on. And he made us funny, he couldn't see Gurudev any longer, and he was looking here and there. Then suddenly he saw, out of fear, Gurudev had hidden within the heart of Vijay Govinda. So he came to Vijay Govinda and he yelled inside the heart, you get back in the temple, you got it! So then Gurudev came out of Vijay Govinda's heart, they went back into the temple, they slammed the door shut. And from that time, even now, if we would have gotten darshan, they opened doors for a little bit and then they shut them again. And then they opened for a little while and then they shut them. And if this system was inaugurated by Gurudev's Pandit after that incident, he was very much afraid that somebody may again come and by their kirtan or by their devotion or by their intense desire to see the deities, they may again walk off the altar. Even today the Pujaris are afraid to take, continue to shut the door. And after that, his disciples became Vidai Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya hid within his Vidai, within his heart. So actually, if our desire would have been intense enough, if our kirtan would have been ecstatic enough, they may have just come out and seen us. So I'm sure the Pujaris keep them locked up, you remember?
Maybe we should try
to. But I know my heart is pretty black, so they'll come out. So maybe you have something good.
Maharaj, let us proceed. 9.
Oh, my.